The University of Rochester Medical Center is getting a new $9 million federal grant to advance research in Parkinson's disease. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more on the work it will fund.
Ray Dorsey is a professor of neurology and the principal investigator of the new Parkinson's Research Center at URMC. But right now, he's busy tapping on his phone.
So do it for 15 seconds.
Dorsey's showing off a new test funded under a federal grant from the National Institutes of Health. He says the test will help researchers track the effectiveness of Parkinson's treatments without bringing patients into a clinic for every exam. For this one, you tap back and forth on your phone screen with the pointer finger and middle finger on each hand. Dorsey is describing the test as he taps.
Not only can the number of taps differentiate people with Parkinson's from those without, but you can look at the rhythmicity of the tap, the inter-tap interval, the tap in the left circle, the tap into the right circle.
Dorsey gets a little out of breath. He says he's not much of a video game player. But this test isn't a game. Bringing trials for Parkinson's disease treatments to patients in their own homes means better data and more accurate tests, Dorsey says.
In the best of circumstances, you might see a doctor four times over the course of a year if you have Parkinson's disease. But the 99.9% of the time you're not with a doctor, we have little idea of how you're doing.
Dorsey says the finger tap test is one of many new threads of research designed to use modern technology to study Parkinson's disease. URMC is looking to enroll participants both in Rochester and around the world. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.